The Alaska Division of Forestry is also warning Alaskans in the south central region of the state about high fire danger. Burn suspensions have been issued for the Kenai Peninsula, the Delta, and Tok areas through today, but those suspensions could continue through the week. Division of Forestry spokesperson Tim Mowry says over a dozen wildfires cropped up around the state over the weekend.
Yeah, we had several fires pop up in south central Alaska, mainly Mattsu Valley and Kenai Peninsula over the weekend. We had more than a dozen fires on state protection areas.
A 2.5-acre fire near Ninilchik threatened homes on Saturday, and a snow machine sparked a blaze on the tundra near Unalakleet in northwest Alaska as well. Mowry says that earlier snow melts and later winters around the state have led to a longer fire season.
That still does vary year to year. Last year, for example, was a real late spring, and things didn't get started up really till early May. So it's really weather dependent, you know, and snow melt dependent. You know, this year we lost our snow around the state earlier than normal, and so that did trigger sort of an earlier start to that pre-green up fire season.
Forestry is encouraging residents to track when and where burn suspensions are issued as the season wears on, and even when there's no suspension, to keep a close eye on any burn barrels and open brush fires, especially near any homes or structures.
People just need to be really cognizant of the fact that any kind of spark can start another fire, and follow all the conditions on the burn permit. Clear down the mineral soil around your fire, have water and tools on hand, never leave a fire unattended.
Fire conditions aren't expected to improve for much of South Central Alaska through this week, as no major rain events are in the forecast. You can keep track of the latest burn suspensions and fire conditions on the Division of Forestry's burn permit webpage.